I said I was going to bring him out, so here we go. From very close to this neck of the woods, someone who's a great songwriter, great singer, and has become a friend. I'm talking about John Resnick. Come on out, John.
Work harder.
Yes.
All right, well, there you go.
We're going to sort of trade back and forth, so we'll do another one of mine. This is a song from the Private Eyes album called
Living in a Minute.
You guys having a good time, sir?
I see, you know, we're here with one of the greats. And I'm not saying that because I'm standing up here with you. I'm just saying, you know?
I don't want to say that. I don't want to say that. You know? Thank you, John.
Like, I've met a lot of rock stars, and you're like one of three that I like.
I don't remember right now, but... I'm in the top three. That's
right. You're number one, bro.
Yeah, well, thank you, man. Thank you for those spots yourself, man. Come on. You guys are amazing.
Excuse me. All right. You want to do this one? Let's do this, okay? Ready, bro?
Broadway, dark tonight. Feeling your
we'd like to take requests, but man, that would really mess us up, I promise you.
We're having enough trouble remembering these songs.
Another Daryl's house all three.
Have you ever actually told Freebird in your life? No. I don't think we're going to play it now either, so.
I think not.
Thank you.
part of the Mortal Kombat?
You know, every once in a while, man. You know, we play Nine Falls, we play a lot of, we play on our casino camp. We've been here, we've been in this room before. It's good people, good people. Oh, yeah, I like this part of the room.
So we're gonna do this song. It's kind of a special song to me because I wrote it for my wife, but she's my girlfriend at the time. I like to make the song Close the Deal.
I can work sometimes. We can close the deal in two different ways.
Yes.
I will.
I'm still waiting. I don't even know what to say. I'm just thinking about closing the deal.
The deal was closed, man.
Alright. Okay.
Alright.
This one goes like this. I've been kind of human, grateful. I'll be grateful. Cover me with kisses, dear. Lighten up the atmosphere. Keep me warm inside our bed. I dreamed of you on my head. Fortune tells that I've been free. And the next day came to me.
Thank you.
tradition at Daryl's house. You know, John came on the show, right? And I said, okay, what are you going to cook? You know, we got to have a, you know, we always eat when we come on the show. So, being from this part of the world, especially Buffalo, I said, why don't you make some wings, man? Easy to do, right? So, right now, I'd like to show a little what happened when he made the wings. He did a fantastic job doing good wings.
I did.
It worked. Yeah. Awesome. In fact, you don't even know this in my club in upstate New York. I have John Wesley's wings on.
Do you really?
Yeah, yeah.
So John is a cook, and he's our first guest, whoever really has cooked on the show.
So I'm going to reveal the secret to making a really crispy buffalo, because everywhere else in America...
Soggy ones.
Soggy. So what we're going to do here is we have melted butter. Right? There's nothing healthy in here.
No.
I told everybody...
But no, not from here. It's fried food, right. It's butter.
And if you're on Lipitor, you got to double up today.
We have the chicken wings.
I like to take the chicken wings and pat out the extra water. The only hot sauce that you can use.
Fried hot sauce.
Fried is red hot. It's the only hot sauce. We're really careful to put it kind of slow. And give it a shake so they don't stick to the baskets. You want to crisp the outside.
Sure.
Which is why the oil is so hot. You know, we're right on the edge of blowing this whole thing up.
Wow.
But that's how good a buffalo looks.
So you said 20 minutes?
I would say 18 minutes.
18 minutes.
If you don't have a timer or anything like that, wait until the wings are floating on top.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you take a pair of tongs and tap it. And if it sounds kind of charred, it's done.
I got it.
These are done.
They look great.
I could see you change from day to day. You can't forget.
So I like this song. Speaking of songs and one life. Well, this is another one we didn't rehearse, so if you forgot it, you're in trouble.
Oh no, I just remembered it. I'm good, I'm good. Okay, here we go.
that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be. And I'm so far to go home right now. Come on.
Bass, Brian Dunn on drums,
on percussion. Charlie Michan on saxophone. And our music director, Shane Terrio.
I'm gonna make it.
happening. That's the way, you know, that's real live performance, I promise you. Just on our toes. You're on your toes, man.
Hey, you know, we did this song, this song's from a couple records back. Thank you guys so much again for being so generous.
Awesome.
I just want to tell my sister, get the hell out of that chair. What are you, an old lady? Come on. So we did this song on the show, and it rocked.
It did indeed.
Very, very hard. I sound like Donald Trump, but very, very hard.
Very hard.
Very, very hard. My numbers are great. It's called Home.
That's a terrible introduction to the song.
I know, I apologize. Just forget that happened. So.